Drama, whether in our productions or in the classroom, has always been an integral offering of the educational opportunities here at King's. In 2022, 72% of our Year 12 kids achieved a Band 6 result. It's an incredible achievement. Added to which, there was a record number of 23 students nominated for a possible inclusion in the NESA On Stage. This year, we have had another record number of students nominated for On Stage, and we eagerly await their HSC results, which are released in mid-December. Each of our three campuses offered students the opportunity to be a part of a school production this year. For many, performing on stage, building sets, or working backstage is a highlight of their time at King's. We foster a love of dramatic arts that has remained with many old boys who have gone on to have successful careers in film, theatre, and television. In this King's cast, we catch up with some old boys who found their calling in this exact theatre, and we talk about how the school fosters a love of dramatic arts.
I think it was through musical theatre that the productions that John Hague and Peter Rainey put on here. Yeah, getting involved with those was fun. And then in my last year, I helped Peter Rainey direct Oliver. You know, I love life and I just thought, you know, this is something I'd love to do. So after school finished, instead of doing schoolies, I was doing auditions around the traps and got accepted into NIDA, and I was one of two people accepted from New South Wales. I think it was here was the musicals that inspired me, and it was fun, you know, but we didn't have drama as a subject back then, you know. It was, you know, we had English and we had the musicals. I've been working with Channel 7 for over 10 years now, being the voice of 7 News and ESPN, turning something into something that's entertaining, informative, that's enjoyable. It's great, I love it.
So my first theatrical experience was in 1979, doing The Flying Pieman. It was at Tudor House, starring James Packer. I was a shoeless villager shuffling around the background. And then we did The Magic Pudding in 1980. The lawyers for Norman Lindsay Estate rang us about 2 weeks before performance and said, are you doing a version of The Magic Pudding? We haven't given you permission. We said, no, we're not. We gave it a new title called Turalai Uralai Etapai, and did it anyway. It was all about community. It was all about getting up and having a go, and it was just terrific. On to King's, the real catalyst, I think, for a lot of us at King's was a wonderful teacher called Jonathan Hague. And he came into our life like a whirlwind from the jungles of Zimbabwe in about 1984. He'd say, we don't want the audience to go away thinking, gee, that was a good show for kids. We want them to go away thinking, that was one of the best shows I've ever seen. But that was a real inspiration for me and many others at King's at that time, and for decades afterwards, of course, and inspired me to go on to drama school in East London and have a 10-year professional career. And theatre wasn't the only thing that we did there in the arts vein. A couple of us got together and formed a rock band called Contagious. And it was contagious. There was Peter Grimes, there was Will Halliday, Gus Robertson, Sandy Higgs, and of course, Nick Mackay. I bet he didn't mention that. Nick Mackay on drums. Acting is a wonderful, wonderful industry. The power of telling meaningful stories to interested audiences and getting them to respond, laughing and crying, however they respond, is just, it's such a privilege, and also it's just so much fun.
So I was only at King's School for 2 years. The first 3 years of high school, I tried to get into Parramatta High. They didn't want me. I ended up at the junior high. So I said to my mother, look, I want to go to university. And I said, I'll never get to the university in this school. I've got to get out of there. She got me into King's School. They put me into the A class. I didn't quite know why, but that was good. And then the class was small. The boys were all keen. The teachers were very interesting and focused. And it made a tremendous difference. I mean, I was so interested in film when I was at King's School, and I made a couple of friends there who were interested in film. I somehow used to get school friends together and I'd scrape up a few, then it was pounds here and there, and make short films that were, you know, dramas or comedies. They were pretty bad. And later on, when I went to England, I made sure they were all destroyed. So no one can actually run them. But I mean, it did give me practice in working, and I went from 8mm to 16mm. And some of the 16mm films, they started to get better. I suppose the advice I'd give is to don't give up. If you really want to do it, don't assume that, you know, a bit of effort and it's going to happen. It could take a very long time. A lot of friends of mine who wanted to become professional actors, and a number of them did, and a number of them became world famous. I mean, you just can't quit. And if you want to direct and write, the main thing, I think, is to have something to say. Don't remake other people's films.
I kind of figure that whatever you're going to do in life, you pretty much decided you're going to do it by the time you're seven. But I did do a lot of theatre at Tudor House, and I won the drama prize at Tudor House, which is something I'm very proud of, for playing Dame Lotta and the Pied Piper, the village whore. That was probably the start of my schooling theatrical aspirations. At King's, I kind of left my theatrics to the classroom. I did a play actually with Will Halliday from the year of 86, The Bald Prima Donna, for the Baker House parents, which was pretty cool. But really, as far as King's fostering any sort of career for me, I'd have to mention Miss Behrens. Miss Behrens was my English teacher, and she was a very classy lady. She fostered my writing, and you'd be amazed how important that is for acting, to understand text and to, you know, exercise the writing muscle is really important. She also took me along to Les Miserables, and we talked about that endlessly for months afterwards because we were so completely blown away by it, and I'm very grateful to her. I've been very fortunate. I've had some really fun roles, been in some fun productions. Was a doctor on All Saints for 3 years. I played the lead role in Underbelly Razor. Have just shot a feature film in Canada for the American market. But even though I've been fortunate, I'm still very much aware that you've got to make your own work. Exercise some of that Bruce Beresford muscle, you know, understand what it's like to be a director, produce and create your own work. And then if you want to be an actor, put yourself in that production.
For a lot of our students, the love of all things theatre starts long before they hit the senior school. We were lucky enough to speak to some of the lead performers of the prep school's version of Madagascar and Tudor House's Cinderella and Rockefeller.
There are many things that I enjoyed a lot about the musical. One of them is being able to work around my friends and classmates. If I have any free time, I would bring my script book along. It's really helped me memorize all the scripts as well as help me stay in character as a lion.
Well, the prep school musical for years 5 and 6 is a wonderful way for the boys to be able to channel their creative expression and communication. The preparation and planning process takes between 2 and 3 terms to get ready, but during that time the boys are learning a range of skills like acting and stage presence, voice projection, choreography, dancing, singing, so many skills. And what I love to see during that process is this inner personality that projects forth from the boys. It's sort of a flair that once they put on the character costume and the makeup, they come to life and they live that character. And the confidence from the production then flows through to other areas.
Performing in front of the Tudor community was nerve-wracking because it was my first time doing a big performance.
I found it quite challenging to not look in the right direction, and I also almost sometimes had to brainstorm some of my lines because in the heat of the moment I just couldn't really remember the full line.
The best part about it was probably all of the costumes and makeup for me. I learnt to be more confident with my skills and to not be afraid to act or perform in front of an audience.
I learnt that you can't just be successful on your own, and to have something successful you need a lot of key parts. Without the other people performing the play, it would have been pretty bland, just me talking. And without the teachers, we would have been singing off note and not really having the right expression, which make the audience a bit confused.
The dramatic production story at Tudor House goes right back to the beginning of the school. There's many records of plays and performances being done. And the building we're standing in here, the War Memorial Hall, it's 70 years ago, almost to the day, that they performed their first production, The Princess and the Woodcutter. The annual music production gives us an opportunity to broaden the definition of success and to give students an opportunity to really shine in a different way. There might be some who are really successful in the sporting sphere, some who are very successful in the scholastic and academic pursuits. And there are some whose thing is just music and performance, dance, drama, visual arts, and this is their time to shine. And this musical gives them an opportunity to show off their skills in front of their peers and the school community. It takes a lot of time and effort and dedication. It's an opportunity in many ways to live out the school values. The students also work behind the scenes. So you get the students on stage who are under the spotlights, but there are kids manning the spotlights and they're manning the audio table and they're making sure that the mix sounds good. You've got kids backstage who are working on props and making sure all the scenes are set. It is very much a full team effort and it gives kids with lots of different skills and backgrounds an opportunity to shine.
I think the students at this school are really fortunate in both the facilities and the dedicated staff that are on offer to them. But I think the best part is the huge range of opportunities they have to take part in all sorts of productions at all sorts of different levels. I think that the school sees success in all areas because I think that both drama and theatre feeds off each other. I think it's really fortunate that the kids have the opportunity to participate in both. And I think that the skills they learn in one feed the skills that they have in the other. So therefore, both are growing at the same time. We've had a lot of success in HSC drama over the past decade or so, and that success just continues to grow. This year we've had a record number of onstage nominations, following what was a record number of onstage nominations last year.
I think there's a really good aspect of community when we all do the productions. Like, you meet a very vast and diverse amount of people who you normally wouldn't interact with when you're at school. Like, there's obviously the girls and staff, and then boys in younger years, boys in older years. So I think it's a really good chance to connect with a lot of people who, on the normal basis, you wouldn't interact with.
I get my inspiration from my older brother, who previously went through the drama program at King's. Being a kid and watching his performances made me feel like I should join the drama program, and it's been great for me. And also, I think Mr. Terzo has been a great inspiration for me. He really works hard and it helps me to work hard in all areas of my life, so yeah.
I've always loved theatre. I enjoy performing, but on top of that, I think at King's there's something really lovely about, you know, the people involved, the community, the staff members and the old boys, and, you know, getting to know people who've performed before you in past years, and kind of that real communal aspect is something that I've really enjoyed and flourished from at the school.
There's nothing I enjoy more than watching kids pursue their passions and being successful at it, and more importantly, being happy. I'm often having old boys come back and telling me about the stuff that they've been involved in post leaving school, and the best part is that they're really enjoying and loving what they do, and that fills me with a lot of joy.
Most of my fondest memories from my time here at King's were from here in the theatre. Chief among them was performing as under John Hague's directorship in A Few Good Men. We did two productions, one as a current student in Year 10 and one as an old boy in 2006. Along with everything you've seen today, I think you would all agree that drama here at King's is absolutely humming. I'm Mike Simons. We'll see you next time.